I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello.
So, a movie this week. Did you see a movie?
You know what? I didn't.
Really?
Well, I think 1 week I saw two, so...
That's anyway. Right. I think you saw three in one
week. Yeah, maybe three. Anyway, certainly two is not terribly unusual, but one mm-hmm. It was just one of those weeks when even though I thought, oh, you know, long weekend, I should probably have all the time in the world. And I didn't, for some reason. So I did not see a movie.
Oh, those are the weekends we don't have a lot of time.
Somehow, yeah. The one that I had intended to see is A Star is Born.
Okay.
So I will see it. Mm-hmm. But for now, I will simply talk about it from the... what it says on the internet in terms of audience appeal and critical regard and how much money it's raking in.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I don't know if anybody... I mention Rotten Tomatoes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just a wonderful... It's a wonderful site for picking up reviews, not from not just one reviewer or two, but like hundreds of reviewers and regular viewers like you and me. And it's not just movies, it's DVDs and television. It's a quite a versatile site. And mm-hmm. if you like entertainment, by all means, you know, check out Rotten Tomatoes, and you can see all sorts of nifty stuff about all of the things that have opened, or in fact things that are not brand new. But if you say, oh, I wonder how a movie did from a few years ago, and you can check it out and see how it fared on the tomato meter. Anyway, so what is the one that I mentioned, A Star is Born? So A Star is Born is doing great, and it'll be there, I'm sure, for a little while. But again, never, mm-hmm. never put off for too long going to see a movie, because you turn around and the movie's gone or the English version has been removed. So this does have an English version and a French version. And it is, as I mentioned in the past, last week, or a week before, it is a movie not only starring Bradley Cooper, he is also the director, and he's a co-writer on this film. So this is really a Bradley Cooper production.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that I know, having seen it on television, he kind of went out of his way to get Lady Gaga to play the principal role, because he just wanted her in this movie.
Mm.
And he got her. And apparently she is excellent, at least at the beginning of the movie, maybe later on when she mm-hmm. becomes more and more popular as a musician in the film. She may take on a few Lady Gaga
mm-hmm.
aspects, but for now, she just kind of looks like a regular person. And she is discovered by the Bradley Cooper character. And I'll give you quickly what it says on Rotten Tomatoes. In this new take on the tragic love story, and I mentioned it's been done at least the fourth time, possibly the fifth, that they've redone this same story with little changes. So it says here that Bradley Cooper plays seasoned musician Jackson Maine, who in the movie, the Judy Garland version, was James Mason, played Norman Maine. Anyway, so they've changed it from Norman to Jackson. Jackson Maine, who discovers and falls in love with struggling artist Allie, played by Lady Gaga. And she has just about given up on her dream to make it big as a singer until Jackson coaxes her into the spotlight. But even as Allie's career takes off, the personal side of their relationship is breaking down as Jack fights an ongoing battle with his own internal demons. I think he's an alcoholic. That's the idea. And he's, you know, even though he's Bradley Cooper and he's probably really young, he plays he's older, he's a little bit over the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite as over the hill as James Mason was in that original or semi-original movie playing Norman Maine. He really was an over-the-hill actor. And here he's you know, he's just kind of, you know, a little bit washed up, and here's his sparkly new girlfriend who's, you know, just reaching her stride as a musician. So, the movie has been getting super duper reviews from all sides. The tomato meter, which is the critics' ratings, is 91%.
Oh, okay.
Which is, wow, 8.1 out of 10. Mm-hmm. And they counted 302 reviews. So they don't fool around here. They don't just look at one or two reviewers. They go across the board. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of those 302, 275 gave it kind of a fresh rating, which on the tomato meter is super good. Mm-hmm. But as always, there's a small number, 27, who said, no, rotten. Okay. But what they say is basically that, again, I'm reading, with appealing leads, deft direction, and an affecting love story, A Star is Born is a remake done right, and a reminder that some stories can be just as effective in the retelling. And the audience has been totally enjoying it. 85%.
Yeah, that's great.
The people they polled said they liked it. So that really is great ratings. And the only thing that I read in the review that I read in the Gazette, I believe Chris Knight, I think, reviewed it, and he really liked it. But as with many Hollywood films, and especially ones with like big name stars, there's a tendency to get a little Hollywood-esque about it and overly sentimental. But essentially, the reviewer in the Gazette said, go see it anyway, because there's enough really good stuff about it that it's worth spending some time at the theater. Just be prepared that it's going to be a little manipulative. It's going to want you to bring your hanky, and so be prepared for that. But it's still definitely worth some time and some money. Meanwhile, at the Maison de Cinéma, the movies that are presently there in English, the one Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish called Night Course, which has actually been bombing. People aren't liking that movie. And I probably won't see that until it hits my little screen at home. Another one which is there, and it doesn't say that it's leaving, which is a good sign, is Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 11.9, which, again, it says French on the website, but bear in mind, it is not French. It is an English movie, and it has French subtitles.
Okay.
So it should say French subtitle, and it doesn't. It just says French. Pay no attention. It's in English, and it is definitely an experience. It's one that I think, personally, say what you will about Michael Moore and the way he does things and his take on life, but there's a lot of important stuff in this movie. And I think I mentioned last time, one of the featured people in the movie is this guy David Hogg, who spoke, I think it was last Monday or Tuesday, at Bishop's University, about the school shooting at Marjorie Stoneman High in Florida. And he's I think he was a bit of an activist to begin with, and now he's become more of an activist, and he's organized huge marches. Anyway, it was quite exciting to see him speak in person. He's just a young man who's quite caught up in all this. So he formed a part of this movie.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and he definitely represents Michael Moore's way of looking at things. Michael Moore's power to the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get those scumbags out of power if they're doing a bad job, and take power yourself, be an activist, run for office. Anyway, so that's one that I would certainly recommend that people do try and see before it leaves. And it doesn't look as if it's leaving this week, but you never know. The movie Smallfoot is still there. It's obviously an animated movie about Sasquatches and a human being who is the Smallfoot. That's still there, and that I have a feeling that's going to be a big hit with kids. And certainly, if I were 9, I would go and see it. I may go see it anyway.
True.
Okay, and let's see the other things that are there. Okay, Star is Born, as I mentioned, and that's new. That'll be there for a while. A movie which is not new. It's been there for a few weeks now. It doesn't say that it's on its way out, so it could be fine. It is called A Small Favor, and I gave that a glowing review, and I still give it a glowing review. And the people on Rotten Tomatoes also loved it. Venom is there in two versions, the French version and the English version. Tom Hardy I believe he plays a reporter who ends up getting into some stuff that turns him into a creature.
Okay.
and he's not a nice creature. Mm-hmm. So that's, if you love horror movies, and I know several people who love horror movies. I'm not one of them, but every once in a while I go and see one just to know what's going on in that genre. And this is probably okay. I don't think it's doing terribly well at the box office, although I can check that out. And another movie which is new in English at the Maison de Cinema is called White Boy Rick. And this movie has been getting very mixed reviews. Matthew McConaughey is the star, and there's a young man who is a total unknown who plays his son, who is the white boy Rick. Set in the 80s, has to do with a young man who becomes a police informant regarding drug trade. Mm-hmm. And apparently he's quite good. It's a little bit of a mystery. I think I would actually have to go and see the movie to see why the reviews are mixed, but they are. Lots of people say, you know, great. Matthew McConaughey's pretty much always good, and this young man is very good. But, you know, it's a little, it doesn't seem to resonate
okay.
as well as one would have thought a Matthew McConaughey movie would have. But so that's there. So, White Boy Rick, and coming soon, and this is where it gets exciting. 12th. Friday is the 12th. You may only be hearing this on Friday, mm-hmm. but on Friday, there are movies opening up, and they are, and this is one that I think people are going to get kind of excited about for mm-hmm. a number of reasons. It's called First Man. And it is the story of Neil Armstrong and his trip to the moon.
Okay.
Way back. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of personal touches. And the ever-popular Ryan Gosling mm-hmm. plays Neil Armstrong. And the movie was directed by Damien Chazelle from La La Land. And if people who saw La La Land, it's, oh, Ryan Gosling was in that one too. And this is true. So they have re-teamed for this movie. La La Land, of course, was a big-time musical, and this is not. But it's, again, getting good reception from critics and from the audiences. Mm-hmm. This Walk on the Moon, that goes back to the late 60s, and Neil Armstrong, are they're just iconic figures mm-hmm. in U.S. history. So it's definitely going to be worth a trip. To the movies. I will be seeing this one. You have my word. So the next time I can speak more knowledgeably about it. Another movie that's opening up Friday the 12th is Goosebumps 2. So it's obviously a sequel to Goosebumps 1. And this one is called Haunted Halloween. So it's a kids' horror film, mm-hmm. which I quite like. Not liking real horror films, but I quite like kids' horror films. Mm-hmm. So that would be one that, if you're a kid or if you're a parent of a kid and you're looking for something that would be good fun, this looks like a good bet. That's opening on Friday. So we have First Man and Goosebumps opening on Friday. And there's another film which is also opening on Friday. It's an English film, and it is only released here, or it's only being shown here, in French. It's called Bad Times at the El Royale.
Okay.
And I watched a preview, and I said, boy, I hope they have that in English, because mm-hmm. it looks like, mm-hmm. you know, an interesting, kind of unusual, fun movie. But at the moment, it is only in French. So keep your fingers crossed that mm-hmm. Bad Times at the El Royale makes it into English. So I think that's about it. Let me just make a quick another little perusal here. Okay, so Star is Born, 91%. Simple Favor, which I like so much, is still there, and that's at 85% approval. The Venom is 30%, so you might want to rethink that, unless you are truly... And it's a Marvel movie, so there's always a lot of appeal to Marvel movies, but this one, you might want to take a miss. And The Nun, I believe, is still there, and again, 26%, and This Night School, 28%. So there's some movies that are, they've just been not well-received by critics, but people will still go because, for example, lots of people like... they like Tom Hardy, who stars in Venom, and they like Kevin Hart from the Night School.
Okay.
Yeah. So, not ones that I would go out of my way to recommend. Although I don't always agree with the way things shape up on Rotten Tomatoes, but frequently, and they scour all these critics, so they really do get a cross section of. Information about the movie from literally around, I think it's around the world, not just across the country.
Oh, okay.
So, go to the movies, spend your $56 to get your 8 movie passes. And, as we get into kind of worse and worse weather, it becomes more and more appealing to mm-hmm. go to the movies and spend some time there. So, that's it for this week.
Okay, well, we thank you, Melanie.
No, you're welcome.